true to like you, and then just make yourself come up with this stuff. You're going to come up with it, whatever it's going to be.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. ABC News has learned that there are no debt ceiling meetings scheduled today between the White House and GOP negotiators. Last night, debt negotiators ended with no progress, with Representative McHenry telling reporters he's not confident an agreement would be reached over the weekend. President Biden watching from the G7 summit in Japan.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Also arriving today at the summit, Ukrainian President Zelensky asking for more support from G7 leaders and bolstered by President Biden authorizing Ukrainian pilots to be trained to fly American-made F-16 fighter jets. Nebraska state lawmakers overnight passing a measure to restrict abortions after 12 weeks. The measure also bans gender-affirming care for anyone under 19. The legislation now heads to the governor's desk, where he's expected to sign it into law. AAA projects 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this Memorial weekend. This is ABC News. Back to the G7 summit and other doings. President Biden today meeting with the leaders of Australia, Japan, and India on the sidelines. The so-called Quad had been scheduled to meet in Australia next week, but that was changed after President Biden cut short his trip to focus on the U.S. debt limit talks in Washington. The change noted by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
We are indeed an outcomes-focused grouping that can get things done and can be flexible to make sure that we achieve these outcomes. It's an example. It's an example of our resolve.
President Biden.
I think people are going to look back at this, the Quad, and God willing, 10, 20, 30 years from now, and say it changed the dynamic not only of the region, but the world.
The goal, says President Biden, a free, open, secure, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the...
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes and let's get ready because Earl is on a rampage this morning.
Come on, man. What's going on, man? Good morning. What's up? And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What's going on, my man?
It's going good, Earl. You know, weather was nice. For Michigan, weather was nice this weekend. You know, so I don't know what was going on in Wisconsin, but it was pretty nice.
Hey, man, tell your mom I said happy belated Mother's Day.
Oh, I will. Same here, man. Tell the missus over there I said happy Mother's Day. And to all you mothers, I'm sorry I missed you. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, man, you just, one thing for sure, man, your mama was told you right. Cause you know how.
Oh yeah, I told you, my mama go bear hunting with a switch. so I'm always gonna be right when we talking about mama.
He's
now.
Spoken like a true wrestling fan. Bear hunting with a switch. Hey, remember that. Anyway, man, got a lot to talk about this morning. Mm-hmm. As always, listen, we'd love to hear from you guys in the audience. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Green Bay Packer fans, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings.
You love being a bearer of bad tidings.
But you know, there are 32 football teams in the NFL. And Dalton Wasserman and Jim Wyman,
never heard of. Well, have they ever played football before? Have they ever put their hand in the dirt?
Probably
these
not.
Fools don't know what they're talking
I would
about.
To say, what about that cat, man?
I'm trying to understand how. Before you say anything, how could a dude come up with this? Did he go and interview every player on every team to come to watch all? What did he do? How did they do this?
The same way. Was Kuiper. What's Kuiper's name?
Mel Kuiper.
The same way Mel Kuiper, who never played any.
Mel got years.
Okay. I know, but.
Yeah. And experience.
He never put his hand in the dirt. So Mel.
Nah, Kuiper, he sure haven't. He don't even get his hair messy.
So Mel Kuiper is the number one person to tell who the best college football player is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the same way Mel Kuiper can do that. These two men have done their homework, and they say that the Green Bay Packer roster is ranked number 27 out of 32 teams. 27. And that includes the draft choices. And I think, Gilbert, the reason that they could make that statement is the Packers are going to be so young, and they are in rebuild. Now, you said you heard some of the veterans say, we're not in rebuild. And I can understand why a veteran is there, and it's, you know, and he's been a heartbeat away from getting to the Super Bowl, many of those veterans. And now all of a sudden they look around, and the guy who was their buddy in the locker room is gone. How does that feel, man? First off, the cats you were used to being with, these were your boys, and y'all grew, you know, together over 3 or 4 years, and now you look and they got some young cat in the locker room where your partner used to be. Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters. It's tough, man. It's just like anything, you know, you a coworker or whatever.
Right.
You out there, you've been on, it's blood, sweat, and tears with them, you know, right. Even like in the Army, blood, sweat, tears. And then, you know, these guys leave, you know, go to other teams, and somebody else got to fill that position. Takes a while for you to trust this person, you know, understand this person, know what his mannerisms are, different things. But then it sucks to see that your homeboys went over to Detroit or Minnesota or Chicago somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Or having success, you know what I'm saying? Because right. It's kind of like the first time Edgar Bennett, when he left us, he went to Chicago. I consider Edgar a great friend. You know, I had Edgar on my wall. He was the only running back I had on my wall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And didn't have to play against him. You know, it's different, man. It's one of those things like you lost. It's not like you lost a family member.
Right.
You know, but it's tough. Yeah.
I mean, clearly it's a business. and sometimes maybe it takes that as you grow as a person to see those changes, because in college your boys stay with you for the 3 or 4 years that you were there. But I said all that to say this. So now the Packers are going to have one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That we know. That's clear. It does take time in the NFL, no matter how talented these young guys are, they gotta learn their way around. Is that safe to say that they can't do that in 1 year?
Safe. Just because you know, you got a lot of young guys, man, a lot of guys that ain't been there, a lot of guys still eyes wide open. I mean, when I first got in and I saw a Dallas Cowboy helmet in real life, on the field,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It's different, you know. First, I was an Eric Dickerson fan when I first saw him. I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have guys on the team that center the guys. You gotta have a guy on the team that's been through the wars, that knows how to handle certain things. The coach can't do it all. In the locker room. You need that guy in the locker room. Coach is not in the locker room all the time.
So let me ask you, man, because I was looking at a sports show last week, and they're talking about the Packers, and they were talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the leader. The quarterbacks have been the leaders. Can there be Jordan Love? You can't, maybe he doesn't have the qualities to lead. This was the conversation. Maybe you can't expect him to be the leader right off. Could the leader, and then they were trying to go down the list of who the leaders could be, maybe Jones or any of those cats. But then they came to this. The leader probably is going to be the coach. Because they started going down the list of teams, Gilbert.
Who said this?
I forgot who it was, but they said there are teams where Bill Belichick and stuff, that there are coaches who really kind of lead the teams. Is that possible?
No, that's not possible. The coaches only reach so far. That locker room is sacred. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like your bedroom is sacred. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever sacred. when your mom or your daddy come in there, there's a different person in that bedroom. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But when they close that door, you are on your, you know, you're feeling comfortable. So in the locker room, when the coach walks through the locker room, it's going to be different from when he leaves the locker room. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't have that. It has to start. So that's why I say people that don't really know need to shut up, really, because you don't understand the game. Inside that locker room, you have to have a leader inside that locker room. And Jordan Love can and will be that leader in that locker room with help. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it because of the position?
Yes. Quarterback is the lead dog, period. You understand what I'm saying? Well, but he has help. It's just like Brett Favre needed help from Reggie White.
But clearly, Reggie White was the leader when...
Yes, yes.
And everybody
I would say, let me rephrase that. Reggie White was the leader. Brett Favre was leader A. Leroy Butler was leader B. 1A, 1B. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the type of... That's the locker room. Man, ain't no coach going to come in there and say that. Mm-mm. Maybe ain't nobody gonna sit up there and be like, when the coach, no, the coach only goes so far.
So
you know what I'm saying?
But Gilbert, the point was saying that Jordan Love
he can do
doesn't
it.
Have those qualities.
He can do it. He has to do it. A great quarterback has to be able to lead. He has to be a general. He has to be, or he don't have no business being in that position. Period. There's no more time for sitting up here. So, he has to take the reins and go.
So the Packers are saying we've got to give him a chance. You know, it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking while they were saying that, in other words, trying to get the Packer fans ready, don't expect mm-hmm. too much. And I'm like, what are they talking about? This is year four. You look at the young rookie quarterbacks coming in, Gilbert. The guys with New England, Philadelphia, the Chicago Bears. This is a new era, a new time. They've got young quarterbacks who are got drafted recently. They coming in, man. They throwing them to the wolves. So you can't say, well, we got to make sure we give them some time. Go ahead.
They got a formula in Green Bay that they live by. That's been proven that when Brett took over, Aaron Rodgers sat down for 4 years. Now, Aaron Rodgers is up. This kid here gonna sat behind him for what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Now it's his turn. That's their formula. That's what they're gonna live and die with.
Wait, does that mean? Okay, we gotta know.
They just trying to prepare you for what happened the first year Brett took over, the first year Aaron Rodgers took over.
Which was terrible.
Terrible. So don't just sit up there and beat this kid head in, because it's expected for him to not have a great season this year. It is Jordan Love's belief that he's going to have an awesome season. He's going to prove everybody wrong.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break.
Phone lines
844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What are your thoughts? We'll be right back.
Hey.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC it back together. We'll fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCitBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 70 today, under mainly sunny skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs around 77, lots of sunshine. Dry and cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
See, everybody trying to steal my thing. Come on. Come on. Get on it. Get on that love train. Don't y'all be trying to steal it now. Yeah, everybody got to get on the love train. Courtesy of the grave digger. Get on it, Earl. Get on it.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And a shout out to Mr. Robin Adams, who is Robin Adams?
He's a guy, man, that last year I did a podcast called The Cheese Dads. And we became great friends, and he's a writer. Okay, so he puts out articles about our show each week, and he does one hell of a job. One hell of a job. Love his family. Got a beautiful wife and kid. These guys are salt of the earth people. So big shout out to my man, because he make me look good, but he make you, like you know what you talking about.
Hey, listen, man. I want to get back quickly because we got a lot of ground to cover. But I want to get back quickly to this leadership thing, man. Mm-hmm. And again, the fact when I talk about the Packers roster being ranked number 27 out of 32,
that hurts, though, Earl.
One of the things that I just did not want, if what they're saying turns out to be true. If things happen the way many people are predicting this season for the Packers, that the finger doesn't be pointed at Jordan Love, that they don't scapegoat Jordan Love. You know what I mean, Gilbert?
Yeah. It's literally a team deal. Win, lose, or draw. Everybody got to be together.
Let's do this. Let's go to Tim from Milwaukee. Good morning, Tim. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Hey, Gilbert. Good morning, yep. Sir. Who's the best offensive lineman you ever played, and why?
You said the best offensive lineman I ever played?
Yeah, and why?
Yes, sir.
I have never met him yet, and I'm still looking for him.
hey, Tim, you know what? I need to put on the helmet and some shoulder pads, and he'll find him.
Give it to him. Give it to him, Tim. Go ahead. Give it to him.
I love that. Hey, I love that. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
So in September of 1992, you and I played each other. You were Kansas, and I was at Ball State.
What?
Oh, okay. Keith McKenzie, old school.
Yeah, that's right. He's my teammate. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore 74, and I remember I played tackle. I played you a couple downs.
Was that in Kansas?
Yeah, I was at Memorial Stadium there.
Yeah, so man. Gilbert, I mean, I don't know. One of your homeboys, I ran over him so bad.
I was about to say, Gilbert, I was about to ask.
That's on the highlight film, my guy. Hey, is he even playing football?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was an ugly day for us, but you guys walked all over us.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Me and Stubblefield had a great day that day. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tim. So, Tim. Sir. So you played the game. Did you, Gilbert and you, meet up one or two plays?
Yeah, we did. And
was he a strong guy then?
He was a big strong guy, but I got to tell you, and I don't want to ruin your reputation, Gilbert.
No finesse.
Yeah, he wasn't as silky and fast as you think. But no, honestly, Gilbert was one of the nicest guys I remember playing, just a gentleman out there.
Thank you, sir. And, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your reputation, man.
Hey, Gilbert, what did you pay this man to call?
Earl, you got, I mean, on that field, you know, there's some stupid people out there, but some people out there got respect, and some people, you know, if you know, you're not taught to help them up, but after the game, you're going to shake their hand just out of respect. Period.
Hey, Tim, man, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Tim.
And thank you for chiming in, man. Tell somebody else about us, man. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, that's got to be kind of touching, right? Going back to, you know, long time ago, a guy remembers
when we were kids
with you. You know,
when we were kids, you know what I'm saying? You still, yeah, it's great. When we were kids, you still got some type of respect that follows you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you give respect, you earn respect.
You know, Gilbert, we're going to talk about after the break, Hall of Fame and Hall of Fame credentials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to be talking with the mayor and other people about in the city of Milwaukee about things to impact and make a difference in and safety for children and stuff this year, and what we can get people to do during the summer. And, man, football going to be right at the top of the line, man. You know, I got to get
these gotta
people.
Be, huh?
I got to get these people to understand, Gilbert,
that
if we organize and put those kids in organized sporting activities when they're young, that's the way we can reach them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
people understand that, man. Then we're going to talk about everything else.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. ABC News has learned that there are no debt ceiling meetings scheduled today between the White House and GOP negotiators. Last night, debt negotiators ended with no progress, with Representative McHenry telling reporters he's not confident an agreement would be reached over the weekend. President Biden watching from the G7 summit in Japan.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Also arriving today at the summit, Ukrainian President Zelensky asking for more support from G7 leaders and bolstered by President Biden authorizing Ukrainian pilots to be trained to fly American-made F-16 fighter jets. Nebraska state lawmakers overnight passing a measure to restrict abortions after 12 weeks. The measure also bans gender-affirming care for anyone under 19. The legislation now heads to the governor's desk, where he's expected to sign it into law. AAA projects 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this Memorial weekend. This is ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
33rd team, 7-10. So, you know, it's gonna be a soul searching. But anyway.
Rebuild.
Gilbert, man, you're in the Packer Ring of Fame, man. So let us know, man. You know, what it feels like, you know, your celebrity, what it feels like, man, to see your name up in the Ring of Fame, the camaraderie with the guys, you know, way before your time, you connect with those people. What is it like to be in the Ring of Fame, man? And you're still a young whippersnapper. You know, what does it feel like?
The Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, that's the one.
We're
not talking about the high school Hall of Fame. I may be in my high school Hall of Fame.
No, you keep saying Ring of Fame. It's Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. All right.
There you go. It's an honor that is cherished. It's an honor that is legendary because of the simple fact of the names that you are going in there with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a name next to Bart Starr or Ray Nitschke or Don Hutson? Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, just your name being mentioned in the same breath as those guys.
You're immortalized.
Yes,
is what you are.
Absolutely, and it's something to where, You know, if your kids, Dad, you ain't never played no football. What you talking about? You ain't never done. Hey, let me show you something, homeboy. Come on, follow me. There is a place where your daddy ain't gonna never be taken off the wall. There is a place where you are in the clouds with the greats.
I wonder what I have to do to get my name immortalized in Washington High School football.
Maybe sweep a floor or something, man.
But anyway, Gilbert, so the reason we're talking about that is when you talk about the fact that we're talking about Sterling Sharp.
You got
guys that you play with, and we asked the question about whether or not these guys should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you know any? Who you think?
Do I know any?
Yeah, Packers who aren't in the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame, that you think should be.
It's so many. It's so many. Just politics, man. You know what I'm saying? Why does it take so long for Jerry Kramer to get in there?
Yeah.
Why does it take so long for Leroy Butler to get in there? I mean, 75. All that stuff he was on. Oh, my God. But the most disappointing thing I talk to everybody about is I am so pissed off because Sterling Sharp has not been inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. That's good. But to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, why is that? His numbers, beautiful. His tenacity on the field. Beautiful. I don't know what he did to piss somebody off, but I am shocked, ashamed that he is not in the NFL Hall of Fame.
You know, Gilbert, his name is not ever mentioned, right? I mean, I don't hear him being nominated. You know,
to me, his play. His determination, his love for the game, he should have been even the injury alone, Earl, he should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. He went out there when they fused his neck together and played. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was
He
was a physical.
For what?
He was a physical guy. He was a
every day.
Guy.
There should be something in Green Bay with his name on it. There should be something.
So you played, not only did you play with him, you played with Donald Driver.
Yes.
And so the two of them, you saw them both?
I saw them both.
You know, Donald Driver is a legend in Green Bay.
He sure is. He danced and took his shirt off. That's what made him a legend.
Come on, man.
Hey. I mean, come on. We making all the fat guys look bad.
But when you think about Sterling Sharp and Donald Driver has, you know, been successful with some of the ventures, we don't even hear about Sterling Sharp. Do you
know
the man? And he was a classy guy, right?
I just don't understand. I don't understand. You know, the times change. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to compare the two together because they were two different players. I mean, Sterling was just a monster, physical monster that got the job done. Driver was a guy, small college, made a big impact, and is a great humanitarian.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And to be able to compare them to, you cannot. But to the simple fact is, Sterling Sharp is one of those guys where even his own brother said he should have been in before me. Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Shannon.
He should have been in before me. Yeah, Shannon is in.
Yeah, that's right.
Shannon is in.
Several years ago, he got in.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp is in there. And to me, man, I'm going to push this until they put him in. We all should start knocking on that door of the NFL Hall of Fame committee or whoever them dummies is over there, because they ain't going to never let me in anyway, to let Sterling Sharp get in. They'll wait till he 95?
Well, you know,
Sterling. And can't walk up the steps?
As I think back, Gilbert, Sterling Sharp, for about 3 or 4 years straight, he was all pro. right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, first team all pro.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just put the tape on, man, and watch him play. I mean, when I play, I think I played with him for 2 years. Every time I turn around, he was in the weight room.
Yeah, I mean, he was
with a weight belt on, walking around like he Hulk Hogan or something, but he's small as I don't know what.
Yeah, he was a physical specimen.
Yes, he was.
And so when you look at receivers of this time and this, and you know, they're, you know, they use the term athletes and great athletes differently. You look at receivers today, they changed them over the years. You know, when Lofton was around, Lofton's in the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
They were tall, 6'4", you know, and thin. And you look at the great receivers now, they've gone to smaller receivers again. But Sterling Sharp was, what, about 6'2"? He wasn't a tall guy.
No.
He was just kind of a stocky.
He was just athletic guy. And strong. Athletic, strong, quick, made great decisions, never scared to get it across the middle. You know, just a pure athlete, man, from the days of, you know, where they broke the mold. He broke the mold on his athlete.
Man, because, you know, he would go across the middle. Now, I know there's not a whole lot of receivers. Even Donald Driver would go across the middle. There's a lot of receivers, man, they don't want to do that, right? They kind of.
Can you imagine what type of career he could have had if he didn't get hurt? I mean, he started out with the Magic Man, ended up with Brett Favre. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And he was Brett Favre's number one guy. Now, can you imagine?
You know, the
career.
You know, Gilbert, and the thing is, you don't hear people talking about Sterling Sharp, even in Green Bay.
Yeah, you're right, man.
But I saw his career. So I do.
He cannot be forgotten. He cannot be forgotten, Earl. He cannot be.
So
we can't let it happen.
So let's go to David. Hey, David, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
I just wanted to point out,
you know, actually, Sterling Sharp actually was only 6 foot tall.
Yeah, no, he was a small guy.
He wasn't even 6'2". Yeah.
You know, Earl don't know nothing, man. Go ahead.
That's from what I understand. That's how tall he was. Now maybe with cleats and other things, yeah, he could be like 6'1" or whatever. Okay. But anyway, what I was going to say though, I'm like a football junkie, and I actually go to all the signings and all that other stuff. And one thing I will say is this: I think Donald Driver's personality was like phenomenal. Like he just light up the room. Didn't matter. You know, where he was, whatever. Sterling Sharp was a little bit more subdued from what I could tell, but, you know, still obviously he was a great guy. But I look at it this way.
Yeah, their personalities were different, David. No question about that. Their personalities
were different. And Donald Driver, you know, keep in mind, I mean, he was, what, a seventh-round pick? You know, he wasn't a first-round pick like Sharp was.
Yeah, but what does that matter?
I'm just saying, I think, like, people didn't really expect much from Driver, and obviously, because, you know, seven-round pick, you know, there's a lot to prove, and he ended up being, like, an all-pro, obviously, and I think that he was kind of like, people would cheer for him because he was the little guy that could,
So Gilbert was there with both of them. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything you're saying?
He can't go off of the first round, seventh round. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the heart of the person. You know, some people get into how nice a guy is and how whatever he is. Let's check on how what he did between the lines, because if he didn't do anything between those lines, you never would have met him. You see what I'm saying? So when a guy like that is out there, if Sterling Sharp would have had the longer career like Driver did, then there will be no comparison. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking that. Driver's cute. He got pearly white teeth. He pretty boy. Yeah. I understand that. Girls love him to death. I don't know why, but they love him to death. But when it comes to putting it in between those lines, That's what we got to go off. And to me, Sterling Sharpe should be in the NFL Hall of Fame, period.
You know, we got some numbers. Calvin, you still got some of those numbers, man?
Yeah, I got them pulled up.
Listen to the numbers.
So Donald Driver is number one in receiving yards, and Sterling Sharpe's number three for the Packers. For receptions, give me 1 second.
Y'all remember, you only played seven now.
Donald Driver's number one, Sterling Sharpe's number three. But, like, we got to remember Donald Driver played much longer. Also,
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Sterling Sharpe had more touchdowns than Donald Driver did, though. Sterling Sharpe is third all-time in receiving touchdown for the Packers, and Donald Driver
trying
is
number four. Trying to tell y'all.
Well, facts. So that's pretty facts. Amazing when you think.
How many years, Calvin?
Sterling Sharpe played for seven seasons. I got to look up how many Driver played, but Driver played way more than that.
Yeah, no, yes. Driver played at least Driver 10 had years.
Over 10. Oh. Over 10. Yeah, he had to play over 10.
David?
I think Donald Driver is like 11 years, I believe. I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, either way, though, yeah, it speaks. I mean, Sharpe had the nose to the end zone all the time. It was just anything that was around there, he was just Mr. Touchdown. And no question that he was ultra talented. The only person I think that could compare, at least from the time that I ever saw any other wide receiver on the Packers, was James Lofton. James Lofton was Mr. Smooth. The guy would just glide down and boom. But outside of that, I think Sharpe was actually a stronger receiver.
No question.
You know, like he was more like a running back. Like people would bounce right off of him.
Yeah, that's when true.
I think it was very rare. Whoever was tackling him, the first guy was not able to get him down.
So Gilbert's point is valid from the standpoint that, and just like you, I'm a football junkie and have been longer than both of you because I've been around a little bit longer.
Combined?
Come on, man. I've been around just a little bit, but I do know what Sterling Sharpe was. And when they drafted him, and I do know that he was just a game breaker. And it is true, Gilbert, that they need to start organizing and pushing to get his name, bring him back up, because I rarely hear, even in Green Bay, people talking about Sterling Sharpe.
They always should talk about Sterling Sharpe. And the thing is, and that's why I'm trying to spit these facts and got Calvin doing all the back work, is that Mr. James Law.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows around 48. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around...
This to the drop. Boom. 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 Let it breathe, bro, before you run your mouth. Let it breathe. Boom. 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 Come on.
Oh. Hey, you don't do any DJing, do you?
I need to. I'm better than Shaq. Hey. Come on.
Welcome back. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. So, Gilbert, your best friend, is it safe to say, you know, one of your best friends? I don't want to put you in a bad spot because I know you and Leroy. Are still pretty tight.
Frenchie.
But
he's
also,
French.
But I also know... that you and Santana
Dotson
are really tight, and I also know that you and Dr. George Coons are really tight. But when but are these some other guys who you think should be in the Packer Hall of Fame?
Criteria wise, you know what I'm saying? People get in their mind of years played or certain numbers or whatever. What distinguished guys from, I played for the Green Bay Packers, period. Never played for another team in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Which is amazing.
Other guys have and didn't. Let's look at Charles Woodson, you know? Woodson's in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, but he is a
monster.
And he is a Raider.
Yeah.
He won a championship with us, but he went back and is immortalized as a Raider.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's just like Santana. You know what I'm saying? Santana started out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, rookie player of the year, all that stuff. Came over to Green Bay for 5-6 years, won a Super Bowl, put his roots down. Then I think the last year he left, he went to Washington. The thing about it is that whoever picks the guys or whoever's criteria, whoever's the board or head of board or whatever, it is an injustice when you don't put a guy like Santana Dotson in. You don't put a guy like Sean Jones in. You don't put a guy like George Kuntz in.
No, Gilbert, Sean Jones was only with the Packers for about 3 years.
He won a Super Bowl.
I know,
for the Green Bay Packers.
But you can't put
He solidified that defensive line to be. Here's the catch, Earl. That defensive line is one of the best defensive lines the Green Bay Packers ever had ensembled at one time. Reggie White, Santana Dotson, Sean Jones, and your boy.
Let me ask you. I watched the Packers going back, early 60s.
Come on.
When they were flat out, nobody could touch the Packers. They were champions. They won all those championships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those guys didn't wind up in the Packers. You can't put everybody there.
No, right? You can't put everybody in there. That's why I'm saying you got to have a criteria of who goes in where and who did what. You see what I'm saying?
I know, but you're talking about
understand
your generation. What about all them star players who back in the 60s who didn't get in? I'm just asking the question.
After Super Bowl 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? After those type of guys? Well, you gotta put it down. Or most of those guys are in there. It's some guys that's missing, of course.
Right.
Just like on our team, it's some guys that's missing. But you got to put those guys in, because if you go back and look at our, when that defensive line was there, we had the number one defense in the league.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
You see what I'm saying? So there has to be some kind of purpose for these guys to be where they're supposed to be.
But you also had some great defensive backs, some great linebackers. You had the great wide receivers, great running backs, great offensive line. You had a stellar team, man. So could the same thing be said for the offensive linemen of your era? Or you know, the safeties, the cornerbacks?
Yeah, I mean, there's positions and all kind of everything for everybody. But you can, like you said, Earl, you can't put everybody in. You cannot. There's not enough room. You can't just put 18 guys in on one team, 18 guys in on the other team. You know what I'm saying? Before I hate to get off the subject, Earl. I'm sitting over here watching my TV. What's wrong with Ja Morant?
Ja Morant, for those who don't know him, is a star young basketball player who could possibly become the face of the NBA. He's about 22 years old, one of the most athletic young guys who ever played the game, who's looking at a $200 million contract, and not counting what he's worth, a Converse contract, probably worth another $260 million. We're talking about a young kid, 21, 22 years old, who's got the world at his feet, but who can't separate himself from where he grew up and around guys who he should move beyond. And so he was suspended earlier in the year for having on a website with a gun, you know, kind of, you know, doing what some young urban cats do on these websites. And so he was suspended. We thought he learned his lesson. And here he is again on another website brandishing a gun. It's going to cost him, could cost him $500 million, Gilbert. And, you know, that's what you and I do, man. That's why we work with these young kids to try to get them to understand that's not the way, right?
And the thing is, man, I try to preach as much as I can. Even though you don't want to be a role model, you are a role model. Even though you... These kids emulate everything you do,
right?
So you gotta—I mean, even you just gotta present yourself better decision making. I mean, everybody gonna make mistakes. Everybody gonna do dumb stuff,
yeah, but to not do it that twice, kind of dumb stuff, man.
Do it twice,
right?
Come on, man.
You know,
there's got to be repercussions for it.
It's got to be.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's a basketball player.
Yeah,
either. He's a basketball player that's trying to be something else.
Yeah, Gilbert, he can't be both, right? And it's just what you said. I remember Charles Barkley said once, I'm not a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was forced to backtrack on that.
Yes,
he is, right?
He is. I mean, even if you don't want to be, you're going to be.
Right.
So you gotta do something and live right, man, because the kids are emulating you.
Hey Gilbert, man, I hate we gotta go, man. Great show this morning. Really, really.
Hey, man. Appreciate it.
Love you, man. And
love you too, bro.
Yeah.
Even though your face is gray.
Yeah,
I love you.
Well, it's gonna be looking like yours next week, because I'm gonna put some shoe polish on my hair.
Shoe polish.
And on my beard. Shoe polish, yeah. All right, gotta go to a break. See you later, buddy.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's up, man.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave.